This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Joining us now on the Harbor One hotline, Andy's going to join us on Zoom as well. And it is, it's from the Raising Money for Boston Children's Hospital, the 11th annual Saving by Shaving. He is the head man, the chief cook, bottle washer, and look at that high and tight on Brad Stevens. Brad, it's Gretchen Fourier here back up in Brighton, and I'm sure... You have been told you are a young-looking man. Now you have just shaved 20 years off of your look. You look like you're about fresh out of school, for crying out loud. That is beautiful.
That was probably the last time I had this cut. was about 20 years ago. But obviously, awesome cause and happy to do it. I'm a little bit taken back because this is the first time I've seen it. I'm looking at the computer screen.
Oh, you're looking at yourself.
With the Zoom, so pardon me if I'm stumbling.
Well, didn't Drew Holiday cut his hair also?
No, Drew was a guest barber.
Oh, okay. Oh.
Yeah, so Drew took care of Joe's hair. And, you know, I encouraged Drew to be as creative as he wanted to be. And, you know, he, in typical Drew fashion, he just did his job and did it well and, you know, didn't bring any of the extra flair.
Okay. I was thinking maybe you could treat it like a rookie hazing, you know, haircut where you just do one big line right down the middle and then send him on his way.
Joe and I are the rookies.
So, therefore, no rookie hazing.
Yeah, that's right.
Brad, your team has performed remarkably this year. There's been a lot of talk about Jason Tatum in terms of winning the MVP. To me, last night was one of those games if somebody needed to be convinced, hey, why is this guy an MVP? I thought last night's performance is one of those games that you can sort of flip on. You have seen this guy from an 18-year-old to where he is at right now. What are some of the things to your trained basketball eye that really stand out to you about the maturity and the growth of Jason?
Well, Jason's been a stud ever since he came into the league. Obviously, you knew that it was going to be a path of growth that he was going to take because he takes care of himself. He has a routine. He works really hard. You know, all of those types of things. And, you know, I always kind of harken back to this. You know, we're injured his first year in the playoffs, and we're playing Philly, who is really good, and every play we're calling – in the third and fourth quarter seems to be for Jason Tatum, who's a 19-year-old rookie. And so he's just been doing it for a long time. All he's done is win. Obviously, we all want to be standing there at the end to do something we haven't done with this group. But, you know, this guy has, by the time he's, 25 years old, has done stuff that very few people have done. And he should be in any conversation. Listen, there's great players all over the league. And, you know, just like I've said when I vote for all-star stuff, when I was coaching, the winning part really matters. And so the good news is, you know, this is a huge talking point outside of our building. It's not a huge talking point in our building. You know, we're very focused on just trying to get better. We all want to be the last team standing. We all know that there's a lot in front of us to do that. And, you know, part of the reason we have a chance to do that is because we've got, you know, several really good players and a guy who has a real chance at the MVP.
Yeah, and I know it seems like the messaging with you guys, Brad, is you know, being compartmentalizing it and not letting any of the outside noise affect you guys. But I am curious if you think Tatum is, you know, held to a different standard based on the team that he's on.
I have no idea because I don't really pay attention to all that stuff. I think, listen, I think the way – I think what sometimes gets lost in the shuffle is when you look at – and him and Jalen are 25 and 26. Or they're going to turn 26 – or Jalen may have turned 27. But they're, what they've done in their first few years before hitting their prime is rare air. Right, and I think that that's something because of how far they've been, there's going to be more scrutiny, there's going to be more eyes and all the stuff that comes with that, and that's just part of it. So if he's held to a different standard, it's because he set the bar for it. You know, it's not because, you know, people are looking at him as anything more than a guy that, you know, they've watched be awesome for a long time, and, you know, and he's done an amazing job, but he'd be the first to tell you, and, you know, I don't pay attention to everything he says in the media, but I'm guessing that he would be the first to tell you that for him it's about winning in June.
Brad Stevens is with us. What is more fulfilling for you, standing on the sideline coaching a great team or sitting up on the 11th floor watching the great team you put together?
Well, in college you do both. And you get a chance to really be obviously the decision maker on putting it together and coaching it. I think one of the things that every college coach would tell you is they don't get to spend enough time on basketball. They don't get enough time thinking about coaching their team. It's probably like 10 or 15% of their time, and I think that that's a real thing, and it's a reason why there aren't a lot of people that hold that dual title in basketball. Of president or GM and coach, just because it's such a task. Both are such tasks. There are benefits and cons to both, and you take great joy in watching you know, the team that you're a part of go through the challenges that the season presents. I think that the thing in coaching is you're just in it. Like, you're so in it. You're so in the weeds of it. You're in every play. You're in every design. You're in every up and down. Here you're taking more of a 10,000-foot view, and I think the 10,000-foot view maybe allows you to appreciate the people you're with even more all the time, you know, and I think that that's something that I've really tried to do. I've loved watching our coaching staff work. I've loved watching our team continue to get better, and I loved watching them, you know, be very intent on continuing to get better, because that's what we have to do. Both of them have a lot of positives, though, when you're sitting here and you get to be a part of a team.
You know, Brad, you know, Joe Mazzulla's grown out a lot of people, just, you know, the way he coaches, the way he claps back at, you know, reporters, specifically Kerry Washburn. Like, those two guys have a fun little relationship going back and forth. But curious on your end, what do you know about him now as a coach that you didn't know when he was assistant?
Boy, I mean, I've known him for a long time. He joined our G League staff in like 14 or 15. He was in the locker room next to us as a player in the Final Four in 2010 when Butler and West Virginia were both there. And I didn't know him, but I had watched him close. I used to do a round table with 50 college coaches and people from different industries that would come in and speak for, you know, 36 hours in the early fall so that we could all kind of get our wheels turning to start a season. And he was one of the young coaches that had caught everybody's attention that we invited to speak, and we all left blown away even more. So I would say that nothing has surprised me. He's an ultra competitor. He is a lifelong learner. He's not afraid. You know, he's got a lot of the great qualities that you need to be a good coach, and he's really good on both sides of the ball. I mean, we've had really good success, you know, with him leading the way.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Brad, I want to follow up on Christian's question from this end. You're the president of basketball operations, and all of us, when we talk about this team, talk about the Jimmys and the Joes and the team that you put together, but you clearly identified something in Joe Mazzulla that you liked. Is that easy for you to see? Like, you're the president of basketball ops. Not only do you need players, but coaches as well. Like, how do you know when you've got somebody like a Joe Mazzulla where you're like, you know what? That guy's going to be pretty good. Like, what stands out to you to say, oh, that guy is going to be a head coach somewhere someday?
Well, when he took over, it was obviously a really hard situation. And you know, obviously in that moment, you know, there are a lot of qualified people in the building. But I think he's just such a great leader. He's good at galvanizing the room. He knows the game on both ends of the floor. He sees the game in real time, which I think is an important, you know, thing. And he just does a great job. And you know, I think that, listen, I'm not the best cap guy in the world. I'm not Mr. Analytics. I'm not, you know, probably qualified to do any of our nutrition or sports science or any of that stuff. But I guess my professional background is in coaching, so. If I hope that I, you know, at least can see a good coach and know a good coach when we see one.
So last one for me, Brad. Porzingis, again, having a great year.
Awesome.
Is this how you kind of envisioned his kind of place on the team? I say, like, everybody benefits from what he can do. Like, tons of assists. I mean, it's just everything he does makes everybody better.
Yeah, and I think the other part is I think he can keep getting better. And I think that that's a huge emphasis for our whole team. I mean, individually, we all should be, you know, focused on that. Collectively, we should be focused on that. But I saw a couple plays defensively, especially in the third quarter where he switched on to guards yesterday. He made it a lot harder. Like, he's doing some things that I think – I just think he can continue to grow. And, you know, I don't think when these guys are in their 20s or early 30s or, shoot, Al Horford's 37, I don't think we should put ceilings on where they can go as far as getting better and improving. And so he has done that throughout the course of his career. I'm not surprised that he's had a huge impact on our team, and I'm not surprised that he keeps getting better as the year goes on. He's still, you know, he's another guy that really age-wise is, in a lot of ways, just entering his prime. And so I think that you know, he had a huge impact, but I think it could just go up.
At the 11th annual Saving by Shaving, raising money for Boston Children's Hospital, the president of basketball operations, Brad Stevens, with us. Now, one other thing before we let you out of here. We mentioned the haircut at the beginning. Did, obviously, Rob Hale tied into Celtics ownership, all that. Did you let your wife know that this was happening, or like when you walk through the door? I don't know if your wife will go full name on you if you've done something, you know, Bradley Kent Stevens, what did you do? Are you going to get one of those today, or did she clear this buzz cut for you?
Tracy and I have been married for 20 years. We have two kids and a dog. I'm fifth in our house. Like, she could care less what I do with my hair. Right, so enough. I think we're all – I can do whatever. I can do whatever. So I don't think this will be a big test. I've known all along that I wasn't, you know, in her eyes, the best-looking guy in the world. So that's okay.
Okay, we'll
live.
Will your kids give you the business for the shave down?
I'm sure I'll get a little bit of that, but – they know why I'm here. They know it's for a great cause, and we all, you know, we've all visited Boston Children's. We all love Boston Children's, and, you know, shaving off some hair for Boston Children's is a no-brainer.
I love it. Well, you win the championship, you got to shave it again for the parade.
Yeah.
You
got
to find a way to stand out, like Fourier did with the Patriots, except yours won't be slurred words, Brad Stevens. Thanks a bunch. We appreciate the time, and you look great. Hopefully we get to talk to you down the road.
All right, guys. Be well.